I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day with a word about traffic. Traffic, of course, can be the toughest part of the work week. And if you've ever wondered why the government just doesn't build more roads to accommodate all the cars, you're not alone. But if the Bush administration has its way, it won't be just the government building those highways in the future. With us now to talk about this is Lisa Napoli, who joins us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles. Lisa, the administration is proposing, I guess, some private involvement in this?
Yes, they are. You hear about that with Social Security, but now they're talking about it with the roads. Now, there are already 160,000 miles of federal highways, Noah. Think back to 1956. President Eisenhower signed the Interstate Highway Law, put the government in charge of the freeways, where they're built, how they're maintained, taxes on gas. But you know, as anyone trapped in a car every day will tell you, the roads aren't keeping course with population growth and traffic patterns, and the Bush administration wants to privatize the roads now because they don't want to deal with it. They're going to issue a study next week that's going to tout the success of public-private sector experiments. Apparently, they've found the partnerships can cut costs up to 40%. Mary Peters of the Federal Highway Administration.
We unleashed the power of the private sector and brought market forces to bear, and that gives us many, many more opportunities and has also resulted in lower costs.
No, they're also saying the private sector can build highways more quickly, which, of course, isn't too much of a surprise.
Well, got to be a downside to this, got to be a bad idea in somebody's mind.
Of course, there are always critics. Some people are saying cutting red tape could cut corners. They're worried that private financing would mean stepping over safeguards that are in place to ensure roads that are consistent and safe. There's one group, Noah, called Smart Growth America, and they're saying we drive 45% more per person each year today than we did just 25 years ago, all because of sprawl. And they'd rather see existing roads improved and money spent to improve public transportation, which, of course, here in Los Angeles, we could certainly sorely use. Another worry, of course, naturally, is signage. I mean, imagine the branding possibilities if you're allowed to put logos on highways. I mean, that's great advertising for companies, but more advertising for us to have to endure.
Well, what's going to happen?
Well, of course, they need the go-ahead from Congress. Some rules would need to be changed. Congress was already having a hard time agreeing on highway spending, so we'll see what happens. Also today from the Marketplace newsroom, the New York Attorney General, Eliot Spitzer, may be riding out of Wall Street in his bid for New York governor, but will his posse of lawyers be able to keep the pressure on corporate crooks?
Lisa Napoli at Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.